Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
At the same time, when the control voice will take you to...
Break the Box with Chris.
Yep, hi-ho, I'm Dick McGaver. I've been with the Turnpike Authority 30 years next month, and I've seen them all. All your politicians, they come through here all the time. Your Governor Dukakis, your Tip O'Neills, your ex-Governor King. Now, Eddie King, God love that man, even if he was a Democrat. He acted like a Republican, and that's what counts. And a good-looking man he is. Nice false teeth, too. Those suckers never slip, no, sir.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed. Can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I always, always keep the memory of us. The way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Swing it, boys.
Take that away from me.
When you
you repeat that again, dearie, please?
No, they can't take that away from me. Hello, hello! You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is What a Wonderful World, and this is Ella. And guess what, peeps? We just heard the epic duet Ella Fitzgerald rocking at the start of our hour, and Louis Armstrong, an epic duo of epic proportions. And you're never gonna believe that right here today in the studio, right now, we have another epic duo coming at ya. Who else is on the mic?
It's Bobby Fassiano. Whoa, all the way from Ohio, here in Boston. Rocking it up, playing some good tunes with my sister. A rocking duo, indeed. It's been a good time.
Hi, Bobby. Welcome to the radio show.
You're welcome. It's a great pleasure to be here. It's an honor. I've heard the radio show many times, and now being on it is very surreal. So, yep. It's like, I don't know, being on a famous movie set. Guys, the studio, whatever you're picturing in your heads, like how cool the studio looks, it looks about 10 times cooler than that. It's pretty fantastic.
It is pretty fantastic. Yeah, if any listeners ever want to come on in and do another duo.
Whoa. That's cramping my style here.
You can also come see the studio if you want. But yeah, welcome to What a Wonderful World to Bobby. And to all the listeners out there.
Welcome, everybody.
Whoa. Don't be stealing my thunder. this is a smash show still. But we do have an epic duo coming up. And because it's the duo show, we are just... Well, one, it's just really weird that there's someone else in the studio. There's never someone in the studio with me. But it's so cool because we have... From an epic duo that you're listening to right now, some more epic duo songs coming at you.
What's our next epic duo song?
Our next epic duo song, let's consult the computer. Oh, you're going to be excited, everybody. This epic duo, you know them and love them. The peeps of swing, as we like to say. The, have any nicknames?
I don't know who we're talking about, so let's call them the Rockers of Tomorrow.
Oh! Yep, Rockers of Tomorrow. If you're in, like, saying that in, like, 1950. So, yes. Because, get on ready, people. It's Baby Grand, Billy Joel, and Ray Charles.
Late at night, when it's dark and cold, I'll reach out for someone to hold. When I'm blue, when I'm lonely, she comes through. She's the only one who in my time, I've wandered everywhere around this world. She would always be there any day, any hour. All it takes is the power in my hands. This away, and I've had fame, but it doesn't stay. I've made fortunes, spent them fast enough. Stand by me. They say no one's gonna play this on the radio.
What?
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. They said melancholy blues
were dead and gone.
But all these songs like these, played in minor keys, keep those memories holding on. I've come far from the life I strayed, and I've got the scars from those dives I played in. Now I'm home and I'm weary, and in my bones every dreary one night stand of my baby grand is coming home with me, with me. Ever since this gig began, my baby grand's been good to me.
Thank you.
Wow, I remember listening to that song every morning as a young kid. I just know all the words to that tune.
We've never heard that song one time.
But it was really terrific. It was great. I really enjoyed it. Really.
It's George Michaels and Aretha Franklin doing I Knew You Were Waiting For Me.
And before that, we played Billy Joel Ray Charles, which is, I think, one of the greatest duets of all time. In my humble opinion.
What about George and Aretha?
George and Aretha was also great. It was fantastic. I hear a little birdie told me we have more George coming up.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot more George coming up, where that came from, and a lot more Elton John, where that came from.
Yeah, a lot of Elton John today's set. Turns out Elton John does a lot of duets and stuff. There was even more that we didn't put on. We could probably just make a whole set of Elton John playing with other people.
Well, because he has a whole album of duets.
He does. And he just goes touring. There's a Elton John Billy Joel thing, too, that I have not listened to, admittedly.
You've never listened to it?
Well, I've listened to like a few songs, but I should listen to more, because those are like my two favorite guys.
That they toured together?
Yeah.
We should have been alive.
We should have been alive when they toured. I agree. Maybe they'll tour again. Yeah. We saw Elton John and Billy Joel separately.
Whoa, pretty cool. That's a little... We're not mean to show off people. We're just living in the music and open to bring it to you. But, I mean, memory is forever the epic. So, yeah, pretty amazing stuff, gotta say. Well, hopefully you just loved those songs. It's 1:17, people. Have you ever seen... Do you have a clock like that, Bobby?
We do, yeah. So,
what?
Little thing about me. I've been also on a radio station for not as experienced as my sister, but I work at WOBC in Overland, in Ohio, and it's pretty snazzy. But host a show called Scenes from Rock and Roll there. Not as cool as What a Wonderful World.
What a self plug this is.
Well, listen, I gotta throw it out there. Tune in next year, probably sometime. Oh my gosh!
No, Scenes from Rock and Roll is pretty epic.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Has some good factoids.
Yep. A lot of good factoids on this show, too, though.
Yeah, like that you work at WOBC.
Yeah.
And probably there'll be more factoids where that came from.
Yep. Our life stories.
No. If you have any factoids that you'd like to give to us to share with the air, you can call us at 855-915-9636. Would you like to do the phone number, Bobby?
Well, you just said it.
I know, but they didn't get out their phones yet. Now they probably have their phones and need it again.
Oh, well, if you have your phone out and want to call us, you can call it 855-915-WMFO. Pretty snazzy.
No one knows what WMFO means.
Well, they can just look on their phones and it says the letters right there.
That would be harder. WMFO is 9636, for all you wondering out there.
Yep.
And confused out of your minds.
Pretty sure our viewers know how to do that.
Yeah, but... What if they were thrown off by the numbers and they just stopped listening?
I guess so. I apologize, guys.
Well, hopefully you have the phone number. If you don't, you should go on over to djchat.wmfo.org/dj/chat/. WMFO.org will really just bring you there. And then you can also interact with us. Well, we'll be on the DJ chat. There's an epic cat gif you can again see. And there's some swinging people over here. Some of the best and brightest in the world on the DJ chat right now. Lots of swinging, lots of rocking and rolling. So come on over there, call us, get on the radio, rock on, have a great time. And, your computer turned back on. And get excited because we got a next duo coming up.
It's George again. And it's also Elton John.
Oh.
That's what we were just talking about, eh?
Yeah.
It all comes full circle. Transitions are our main point, I think. We've planned out all the transitions.
They're
so well.
All very rehearsed.
Yep. We've been talking about this for months.
Yep.
This is our finest work. Let's go to the next song.
I want to say months if you were an ant that doesn't think about time, right? But because it's been more like 30 minutes. But that's just, we're really just going to cut here. Get excited because Elton John's coming out your way. And George Michael, here it is. Don't let the sun go down.
On me.
Don't time, and time shall still be for me. Frozen here on the ladder of my life, it's much too late to save myself from falling. I took a chance and changed your way of life, but you misread my meaning when I met you. Close the door and let me.
God, I have the cups. This is not going to be a good break. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. I'll talk since Ella's hiccups. That was Sonny and Cher with I Got You, Babe.
I got you, babe.
Yep. That's how it went. It was pretty exciting.
It was great. And then right before that was Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, Elton John and George Michael.
Georgie M, as I like to call him.
And it's not the last you're going to hear of Elton John.
Last you'll hear of Georgie M. You already played two in a row.
The George Michael block, as you might know it and love it as.
Yeah, some people might call it that.
I do.
I do too.
What? You didn't even like when I called it that.
I liked it a lot.
Oh.
That's why you used it again.
Might be acting for the radio show, everybody. I don't know.
Nope.
The hiccups are bad. We got to go to the next song.
Should we do the PSA first?
Do you have... Oh! Yes.
I feel like the PSA will be funnier when you have your cups.
No. The hiccups are really bad, people. Okay. It's going to be hard to read, kind of.
Yep, I agree. Especially because I'm reading it upside down.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do it.
But we found a two-person PSA, so we're very excited about it.
The hiccups are really bad. This is not good. Well, we're going to try it. And this, as you know, I'm really thrown off by my hiccups, people. Okay, as you know, WMFO, we're a great rockin' academic radio station. That means no ads ever, just one PSA an hour, sometimes two if it's a donation drive. Thank you for donating. You did. It was very successful, people, so thank you very much. But now we're back to one PSA an hour, unless we feel like doing two, because... I don't know, maybe we want to do two. But for now, we're doing one of the best, probably new to weekly listeners, so get excited. It is the two-person Next Trip to the River PSA. Special effects, birds chirping, children laughing, sprinkler, collar jingling. What is a,
ding, jingle, jingle,
what's a collar?
Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you. Not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looks like a lot of runoff. Anyway, I've got to get going.
Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good. A bark and a jingle of a collar.
Bark, bark, bark. Hey, wait. You've got to make sure you pick that up.
Whoa, okay. Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood. And it's decomposable, isn't it?
Decomposable, isn't it? Oh, no, that's you. It's really hard for me to sit down, guys. True. But all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers.
Dog whimpers is written down.
And this is voice. She didn't talk about what the voice was going to be.
Make sure you pick up dog waste and keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't
want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Bark, bark. Brought to you by the Mystic River Water Association.
I don't think the Mystic River Water Association thought that we'd have someone reading who's never read a word in his life before.
Reading is very hard.
That's the sentence.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say upside down.
Nope, it's just difficult. Reading is difficult.
It's difficult, but he did it upside down, people, so claps to that. There's rocking on. That's our PSA. The main point of it is make sure you just keep our waterways clean. And until the next time you hear a PSA, that was us doing a PSA. Probably we won't do a second one, but we'll see.
If it goes that well, I think we should.
Well, just until then, we got another great one coming up. great song, not PSA. And this one's good because Bobby and I sang this song when we were just wee lads.
Yep. In high school, show choir.
And we had to do a duet together. And so then Bobby and I said, oh, we'll do a duet together. And we sang this gem of a song. We practiced a lot. And it was very fun.
It was. What's the song, Ella?
I might have shed some tears. Who knows?
Ooh, I think we both shed tears. We definitely caused our choir teacher to shed tears.
Yeah. That shout out funny. To Mrs. Cudworth, if you're listening. We're both on the radio. Isn't that fun? Well, here we go, people. It's Simon and Garfunkel.
The Boxer.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I have squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lie-la-lie, asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. La 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 your clothes and wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me, bleeding me. Stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. Lie, la, 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 la.
Thank you.
Ella and Bobby back at it again. Really tag teaming. We're doing a great job. And you just listened to...
Oh, Ebony and Ivory.
Wow. I saw the time and I was flabbergasted how quick the time has gone.
The time just goes so fast when you're having fun with your sibling. It's time.
Hello, sibling here. Okay. Yep. Well, this is very exciting because we just heard Ebony and Ivory, Bob was just saying, Paul McCartney, and Stevie Wonder. And then right before that was... I pointed to Bobby and he didn't know. Was The Boxer, of course. The Boxer. Our big setup was to The Boxer.
Simon Garfunkel.
Mm-hmm. And now we have a very exciting song because we found a great version of someone that we just knew that we had to play because truly there's so much sadness in my heart that Tina Turner passed away yesterday and Bobby and I just found out when we were just on the train, Mom was texting us. It was just very saddening because we have listened to so many Tina Turner songs and I love her so much, especially as a lover of soul and jazz and singing and dancing and how epic and powerful and soulful she is has always been such inspiration, and it's the most fun dancing song. My family and I, when we play Just Dance, that's the best one in the whole dancing thing you could ever do. So it always brings energy and the happiness, and truly is just so sad. But a very happy part of music is that there's just so many beautiful recordings in this world, and Bobby and I found one that we're just very excited about. But would you also like to... I'll get it set up. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't know how to add to that. I just think, yeah, music's very powerful because it lets you, you know, it keeps those memories alive, and that message alive, and her power alive. So here's that Tina lives forever through music.
Truly, Tina lives forever. We and everyone else will be rocking and singing and doing the soul rock and rolling swinging that she always encompasses for actually forever. So. In that spirit, in that love, in the spirit of What a Wonderful World, just rocking out, we have quite the exciting live, also duet, of Tina Turner, but also...
Elton John.
And...
Cher. You thought a duet was good? This is a trio.
A trio of epic
That's
people.
It's like a duet times 1.5.
Hopefully it's a great recording. It just seemed too good to not try to play. So we're going to try. Here it is. They're doing Proud Mary.
This next one is the oldest diva of all. Her name is Mary. Proud Mary. Every now and then, we kind of like to do things nice and easy. Somehow, you see, we never, ever seem to do nothing completely nice and easy. You know why? You know why? Because don't take the beginning of this song and do it easy. to the finish.
Rolling, 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 r
Tina Turner, Elton John, and Cher doing Proud Mary.
Rocking like only Tina Turner can. Really, they just tore the roof off that stage. That was incredible.
Yeah, they did. Rocking and rolling. The lights were flashing. The peeps were smiling. We were smiling. Hopefully you were smiling. All the way out there in Radioland, as I like to say.
I think the amazing thing about Tina Turner is she just had so much energy and really brought that to the stage. That's something I really admire. She's always dancing and singing those crazy notes, and she really gets into the music, and that's something I think makes music so... You can hear that, you know, even in just the recording. Like, you at home, I'm sure we're just, you know, sitting in your chair, but you're probably bopping to the music. Like, Ella's bopping right now. She's bopping all over the place. You should see it. It's kind of scary.
I'm feeling the music. I'm doing a lot of wiggling, people. Because that's just what you got to do. You got to dance.
Yeah.
That's what the show What a Wonderful World is all about. Just playing the music to make you happy, to get you feeling jazzy and rocking and swinging. And that's why Tina Turner, with all those amazing peeps in the world, are so epic when they bring the power, the swinging, the rocking, the rolling to the music. The being jazzy. The being snazzy. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
And crazily, that's what this show is all about. And this show so insanely has come to an end. It's amazing that you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Do you want to see the call sign, Bobby? You can.
WMFO Medford 91.5. Is that the call sign?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Sure. Wonderful. We said it twice there, so it's okay if I mess it up, because Ella said it right, probably.
Yeah, the FCC will not come after us. Yep. They'll say, good job, WFO, what a wonderful world.
But before we go, I just wanted to say, A, thank you for having me on your show. It's been a fun time. We've been rocking, we've been rolling.
We have.
It's been snazzy. But also, congratulations on graduating. Oh. Everyone in the audience out there, give a big congratulations to my sister for graduating, and the whole class of 2023 at Tufts and beyond, wherever you are in the world. Congrats, nice job. You made it. You're super cool. Especially my sister is super cool. She's like the coolest person ever.
Oh my God.
And it's been a wonderful time staying with her this week and partying and listening to a lot of great music and playing a fantastic radio show.
Yeah, we've been having some good times, let me tell you. Well, that's so kind, Bobby. Thank you so much. Congratulations to you for rocking and rolling in life and all general.
Sure.
Hopefully I come to stay with you in Oberlin and crash from your shows.
Yeah, that'd be a pleasure. It'd be awesome.
I'll see you. WOVC. But until then, just hopefully we're bopping at home. I can't even believe it's the end. Thank you so much for being here, Bobby. It's so much fun. It's one of the most fun radio shows. And really, we're going out. That was What a Wonderful World from, whoa, I don't think I said any of the right words. What a Wonderful World. This has been Ella.
This has been Bobby.
Thank you so much for listening, rocking and rolling and swinging and being jazzy and bopping along with us today. Tune in next week, I think. Yeah, next week, Thursday, 1 p.m. I'll be back again. Maybe Bobby can call in so we don't just miss you totally.
Maybe I'll call in.
Maybe. We'll see. But until then, we're putting on out with What a Wonderful World. Thank you so much to everyone for listening, being here, rocking with us. And until the next time.
Peace out.
Peace out.
A wonderful world. Day. I don't know what you say. What do you say all the time? You say it every time, and I don't remember right now. It's really a panic has overcome me. Oh, no. And I'm just talking and saying words.
Uh-oh. I was trying to feed up
the What a Wonderful World.
What a Wonderful World to just cut you off, but now it's kind of there.
Ooh,
I don't really know what I say either. Rock on.
Rock on.
Peace out. From Bobby and Ella.
Bye.
Have fun. See you next time.
See you next week. I won't, but I'll call in next week.
Okay, yes,
I'll
listen.
Bye. Chaos. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky.